Well, good morning. It is 11:26 a.m. on a Monday, December the 30th, 2024. The penultimate day of 2024 before we slide into the new year. It's a mostly clear, a few clouds around in the blue skies here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Chilly day. Technically 45, feels like 36 because the wind is rustling the jimmies this morning. It's pretty spiffy. Pretty spiffy indeed. I'm going to be glad now that I'm out of it. As soon as I get around this next corner, right now it's blowing straight at my back, which is fine because before it was blowing straight in my face, and that was less optimal, shall we say. So yeah, I haven't walked. My 40-mile month just sort of went boop. And it's okay. I'm good with it. I've spent a lot of downtime, a lot of time where I put no constraints on beyond the immediate things that I wanted to accomplish, like food. Got a bunch of laundry going this morning. Got a cassoulet in the oven. We're gonna have turkey cassoulet for dinner tonight. I've got bread rising. It'll be my first try with the new insights into bulk fermentation and what amounts to sourdough baking or native yeast baking. I had the first go looked pretty good. I built my sponge using starter instead of yeast, and it was getting some good bubble action going. Did the mix, gave it about an hour to autolyze, and then discovered little patches of dry flour, little tiny pea-sized pockets when I went to do the first turn. Tedious. It means I didn't get a good enough mix going. Ah, well, live and learn. I've had that happen with yeast bread too, so it's not something new and spectacularly different with the native yeast. And if I just think of it as native yeast instead of sourdough, and keep a nose on the dough, because that will tell me when it's reached its peak in terms of flavor before it tips over into the realm of acidic and sour. So that's my goal. Let's see how it works out. I don't know. If it bombs, I'll bake again tomorrow. So yeah, downtime. I spent a lot of downtime. I got the demo for Power Wash Demonstrator, a Power Wash Simulator, and yeah, it was all right. It was a lot like a coloring book, but I didn't get to pick the crayons. And I'm not going to spend money on it. I got a gift certificate for Christmas, so I have a Steam game burning a hole in my pocket. I just don't know which Steam game I want. And I may just hold on to it for later paid DLCs, or when I finally grow tired of X4 and decide to go to a different a different franchise for my fixes. I will have a little money tucked away in the bank, as it were. So one of the things that I was thinking about was what my new word of the year was going to be, and it's going to be practice. I picked practice. I thought about it. It came to me a few days ago. I thought, because I was working with other P words like persistence and a bunch of other words. Perseverance, persist. Pastafarian. To which I just had to say, Ramen. But practice. I'm going to build my practice. I'm going to build out my practice. I'm going to work on my practice. And I'm going to do it by practicing. Sometimes the practice will work. Sometimes the practice will fail. Sometimes it'll just be practice. But as we come up well past the 2-year point of writing a haiku a day, every day, and approach the one positive thought in the morning, every morning, for 2 years now. I think practice is the right word. I'm not going to say it's a permanent word, but I think it's a good word. I think it'll do what I need to have done this year, which is to rebuild the practice that collapsed with the year of cancer and the subsequent recovery and COVID for Christmas and I'm going to need to have a focus that is internal rather than external as this next regime change takes place. There, got through that intersection okay. It's a warm one. It's been warm. We had a warm wave come through overnight. Around 3 o'clock in the morning, the temperature was 44 degrees. In 1 hour, it shot up from low 30s to 44. And it's been slowly eroding until the sun came up and we got a little atmospheric warming, a little solar gain from the sun. And so it's back up to where it was at like 3 or 4 o'clock this morning. But we have the wind, and the wind is not festive. What am I reading? I'm reading my homemade spaceship. Yeah, I think so. Not to be confused with my backyard spaceship, which is Magritte and Cheney. This one is somebody else. It's the setup is sort of interesting in that it was an alien falls to Earth at the core of a meteor and infects a good old boy who then has all the knowledge he needs in order to build an interstellar ship. which he then sets forth into the universe to have adventures. It's fun. It's low key. It's low trauma. It isn't a book I'd write, but I would certainly in the wheelhouse for a book I would read. I'm in book three of the series, so you know it's like I can't say too much bad about it. I'm in book three of the series. Before that, I read The Oldest Starfighter. I got what I get through. A book or two, three maybe. No, first book. I didn't pick up the next book. I don't even know if there is a next book. But I have a sample pile that's like monstrous. So I want to get through some of the samples and see what I could find. And I found this Homemade Spaceship Volume 3 sitting there partially read, which is like I hardly ever just walk away from a book, particularly book 3, without finishing before going on to do something else. But I remember now why I did that. And it was because somebody published a book for the first time. It was Shannon Eichhorn's Rights of Use. And I wanted to go see what it was. And it was good. And it distracted me, so I lost track of where I was. Anyway, so I started reading. The Oldest Starfighter was pretty good. I don't know. Definitely military, or at least near-military science fiction. Lots of pew-pew. Lots of gung-ho. Lots of rah-rah. We're Earthlings. Damn it. We're going to show you. Coming up on a Get Ready. Say it with me. Long post. We're going to show you soft old aliens what war is about. Rawr. It was fun. High drama. Well, yeah, it was high drama. Was it particularly good writing? No. It was military science fiction. It was pretty good. I burned through it. Nothing flat. My weekly reading stats show 20 hours a week, 21 last week, so right on track for reading the right amount. I have spent some time with Roger. I have not spent as much time with Roger as I need to, but that's going to be part of the practice. That's going to be part of what practice means in the coming year, and building up a practice, building up that structure where I can get done the things I want to do, that I want to have done, which means I have to actually do them. Somebody posted a meme about ADHD, executive dysfunction, which is really, it was, I think it was meant to be at least slightly humorous, but it really struck a chord with me. And it's like pushing at the button and having it say, sorry, Hal, you can't do that now. And pressing it again and saying, sorry, Hal, you can't do that now. Or having a spell, and you've already cast the spell, and you're on cooldown. And no matter how much you really want to cast that spell again, you have to wait for the cooldown. You have to wait for your mana to regenerate before you can cast another spell. And that's what it is. It's like, this is so real. This is so much like how I relate to ADHD. It's like, yes, push the button. Bang. Push the button. Bang. Push the button. Bang. Push a button. Bang. Sorry. Oh, simple things. Entertain my simple, simple mind. Oh, there's a lot of clouds off in this direction. There's a lot more clouds here now than I thought I saw before. I wonder if the extra warmth of the sun and the blowing of the wind is creating a lot of instability in the upper air. Ain't no rest for the wicked. So with the idea of practice in mind, I figured, well, you know what? I'm gonna practice walking. I'm gonna practice walking this morning. I'm gonna practice that. Like, I haven't done it 2,500 times already, but I'm gonna practice it again because maybe this time I can get it right. And maybe this time the idea of getting it right is a whole lot less important than the idea of doing it and having it done. Where is this car going? Right in front of me, okay? Ah, there's my bald eagle. Hello, bald eagle. I thought I saw him earlier. But I wasn't sure if it was an eagle or what. And then it disappeared behind a tree, and then this other big bird came out from behind a tree and flew right over my head, and it was a goose. I don't know where the goose was going, but it was going. So I wasn't sure if that bird was the eagle or the goose. I didn't think it looked like a goose flying away, but the eagle is up there, so maybe it was the eagle. So who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Push the button. Meh. So, yeah, I had a nice Christmas. It was quiet. It was just a bunch of us, just the four of us. It's always, these days, it's always just the four of us because the nearest family is at least 1,000 miles away, probably 1,200. Although, I don't know, maybe. I have in-laws in Ohio, but they spend a lot of the winter in North Carolina, so, all right, fine. My siblings don't travel. The two I have left. I have cousins in Greensboro, North Carolina. I have a brother and a sister in Maine. I have a niece. Nieces in Maine. I don't know if I have any nephews. Oh, I have one nephew, but I don't know where he is. Zach. He may be in Europe somewhere. He spent a lot of time in Shanghai. It's a undergrad degree in Chinese language. That looks like another eagle off that way. I don't think it's the same one. Could be. It's too far away, I can't tell. She's got a white tail. The white tail and white hood shows up. I have to get across the street before this guy has to stop for me. And we head north alongside the park. With the wind in my face again. Ah. I hope they're not putting in some sort of large building. They've got the a big backhoe and a porta potty and construction fencing and all kinds of other crap set up down beside the far end of the park, closest to it's closest to the high school, I guess. Something the city is doing. I hope they're just doing some sort of groundwater filtration or something and not building something monstrous. Yeah, I'm glad I got out to practice my walk this morning because I'm in the last I'm on the last 50 yards, and slowing down a lot. There's a guy. I see him a lot. He's got his two dogs. He's way over on the other side of the park, so all I'm seeing is these little dog-like shapes bolting. He's got some sort of thrower, and he puts a... It's like an atlatl. And he puts a tennis ball in the end of it and gives it a whirl. And the ball goes way down the length of the park. And the dogs go whoosh. Gonna get it. We caught that one. Yeah, the wind is drying me out. God, I need a haircut. It's pretty bad when I can tell I need a haircut by seeing my shadow. And I have so little hair on the top of my head that having the hair on the sides of my head stick out is not a good look. Yeah, it's just not... But I made it. Get this. Last street crossed. Last few steps to the back door. I gotta go in and check my bread. Check my laundry. Get some lunch. Well, I did it. A successful practice this morning. Successful practice. And with any luck, there'll be a lot more of them going into the next year. However, rude. However, yes, very rude, noisy truck. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.